BBC News with Jerry Schmidt. The World Health Organization has declared that the Zika international public health emergency is now over. But a spokesman says the infection, which has been linked to brain defects in babies, remains endemic in about 75 countries. The US President-elect Donald Trump has agreed to pay $25 million to settle lawsuits which alleged he defrauded thousands of students at his failed property investment school, Trump University. New York's Attorney General said the agreement marked a stunning reversal by Mr. Trump. The Obama administration has blocked new drilling for oil and gas in the Arctic Ocean as part of a five-year plan. Environmental groups have welcomed the decision, but politicians and energy industry groups in Alaska, who argued that offshore drilling would be good for the local economy, are reported to be furious. A federal jury in the United States has found two nephews of the Venezuelan First Lady, Celia Flores, guilty of drug trafficking. The men were arrested a year ago in Haiti by undercover American agents and put on a plane to New York, where they were charged with conspiring to smuggle cocaine into the U.S. They pleaded not guilty. There's been a big protest in the Argentine capital, Buenos Aires, to demand a new law to fight worsening poverty. The government says that it can't afford to increase welfare payments and create jobs using public funds. Brazilian prosecutors leading the country's biggest ever corruption investigation have returned $60 million to the state oil company Petrobras. The corruption scheme is estimated to have cost Petrobras more than $1 billion. The manager of the English Premier League football club Crystal Palace has said the timing of the Africa Cup of Nations in January is disruptive to the English football season. Alan Pardew said clubs now had to consider whether African players would be joining the tournament before signing them. BBC News.